Chapter 4. The radio was broken. The men were worried. Then Mike had an idea. "There is another way out of the country," he said. "It's a lot further, but we can make it. We have to walk north. If we go in that direction, we will arrive at the border and then we will be safe."
"How far away is the border?" asked Tom.
"About 100 kilometers, said Mike.
"What?" said Alf. 100 kilometers? We have to walk 100 kilometers? Some of us are injured. The enemy are looking for us. We won't make it. We will die before we get there."
"Don't say that," said Sergeant Farrell. "We can do it. We will get there."
"It's true," said Mike. "We've had a terrible night, but we will get through this. The worst thing possible has happened. None of us expected this. Why did it happen now? Why did it happen on our last mission?"
He stopped and then said slowly, "But the war is almost over, and we must get to the border. We have to do this for ourselves and our families. We have to do this for each other. We have to do this for our sergeant." Sergeant Farrell smiled. Mike was a good man. He understood the men. Nobody said anything. They just got up and walked into the darkness. They walked in silence. Sergeant Farrell was at the front of the group with Mike. Billy walked on the left and watched for the enemy. Tom walked on the right. Sam was at the back. Everybody knew what to do. They were a good team. They worked well together. After a while, Mike spoke to Sergeant Farrell.
"We are going the wrong way," he said. "We need to go back and cross the railway track to go north."
"It is too dangerous," said Sergeant Farrell. "The enemy soldiers will see us. They will shoot us."
"What will we do then?" said Mike.
"Why can't we catch the train home?" said Tom. "It is easier than walking."
"Shut up, idiot," said Alf. The rest of the team laughed.
Suddenly, there was a loud noise. It was a long way behind them. Then there were 4 more noises. Mike smiled and turned to the men.
"Our bombs have done their work," he said. "We have done a good job tonight."
He couldn't see the men's faces because it was too dark, but he knew they were smiling.
"You're right," Sergeant Farrell said to Mike. "We have to cross the railway track. It will be dangerous, but it's the only way to the border. This is the best time to cross because the enemy soldiers will all be at the tunnel."